Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Today we'll be presenting a hadith regarding salah. Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, As-salatu imaduddin. Salah is the pillar of deen. Salah is the most important form of ibadah.
When we perform our salah, we are showing our obedience to our Creator.
The first question we will be asked on the day of Qiyamah will be about salah.
Allah Ta'ala has promised us that if we perform our 5 daily salah, He will enter us into Jannah.
Allah Ta'ala forgives the sins of that person who performed the 5 daily salah and protects him from evil.
The one who performed the 5 daily salah will cross over the bridge of Sirat as fast as the speed of lightning.
Missing one salah is like losing all of one's family and wealth.
Our beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us that salah is the key to Jannah. If we want to enter Jannah, we must perform our 5 daily salah. Therefore, all Muslims must perform salah 5 times a day. Jazakallah.
MashaAllah. Next, we have a story by Hanzala Jusuf.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. A great saint once said, "Have your needs been fulfilled by Allah Ta'ala by reading salah?" In the past, when people were affected by a calamity, they would perform salah. There was once a porter, a person who carries and transports goods for people, who was well known for his honesty. People used to give him their wealth and goods to transport to different places. Once he was transporting goods to a certain place, when he met a man on the way who asked him where he was going. He informed the man. The man asked the porter to give him a lift on the mule. The porter made a space for the man and they carried on their journey. When they came to a crossroad, a road that branches off into 2 or more roads, the man asked the porter, "Which road will you take?" The porter said, "The main road." The man said, "No, take the other road. It is shorter and it has plenty of grass for the mule to feed on. I have traveled on it quite often, so I know this road." The porter believed him. After a distance, the road came to an end and there were many dead bodies lying about. The man jumped off the mule and pulled out a knife with the intention of killing the porter. The porter said, "Take the mule and the goods, but do not kill me." The man insisted on killing the porter. The porter asked the man for a chance to read 2 rakat salah. The man said, "You may do as you please. All these dead people ask for the same thing, but the salah did not help them." The porter began his 2 rakat salah, but could not think of anything to read after Surah Fatiha. Meanwhile, the man was getting impatient and told the porter to hurry up. Suddenly, the following ayat came to the mind of the porter: "Ammayyujibul mudtarra'ida da'ahu wa yakshifu su'a." Who is the one who answers the call of one who is wronged and removes the evil? Tears came to the eyes of the porter when suddenly a horseman appeared. He was wearing a shiny helmet and he held a spear in his hand. He stabbed the rogue with his spear and a flame of fire rose from the spot where the body fell. The porter went into sajda and thanked Allah Ta'ala for saving him. He quickly completed his salah and ran to the horseman and asked him who he was. The horseman said, "I am a slave of the one who answers the call of one who is wronged. He was an angel. You are now safe and you may go wherever you please." The horseman then rode off and disappeared. Jazakallah.
MashaAllah, la quwwata illa billah. Next, we call upon Yahya Mutala, who will mention to us the names and times of the various salah.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. The names of the five daily salah. Fajr. Fajr is read in the early part of the morning before the sun rises. Zohar. Zohar is read after midday. Asr. Asr is read in the late afternoon. Maghrib. Maghrib is read after the sun sets. Isha. Isha is read at night. Jazakallah.
MashaAllah, la quwwata illa billah. So with regards to our salah, it is very important that one is the importance, the virtues of salah, but also how to perform salah, the various postures of salah. This is very important. The time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one person entered the masjid, he performed salah, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, irji' fasalli fa innaka lam tusalli, then go back and repeat your salah, because in reality you haven't read your salah. So this person went back, he repeated his salah, and he came back, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him again, irji' fasalli fa innaka lam tusalli, that go and repeat your salah, for in reality you haven't performed your salah. And the third time he came, he said, oh Nabi of Allah, please teach me how to perform salah. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained to him with regards to the postures of salah, with regards to the khushu and khudu, the postures and devotion, and how to wait in salah after each posture, to recite each posture with itminan and with ease, without rushing, and to wait for a little while between the two postures, between each posture. So this is very important. With regards to that, inshallah, we call upon Sulaiman Abdul Habib and Yusuf Umar, that they will mention to us with regards to the salah postures, inshallah.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Salah postures. Salah is the most important thing in the life of a Muslim. If our salah is correct, our entire lives will come right. We must try and perfect every posture in salah so that we perform our salah correctly.
Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that we should perform our salah like he performed salah. The great angel Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam has taught our beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam how to perform salah, and Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then taught the Sahaba radiallahu anhum how to perform salah. The manner of doing the postures in salah are different between boys and girls. The following are the five postures of salah. Qiyam, to stand. Ruku, to bow down. Sajda, to place the forehead on the ground. Qa'da is to sit. Salam, to turn the head to the right and then to the left to end salah. Jazakullah.